coming up on episode number 468. It is yet another trip to the All Request Bin. The Coverville Post Office has delivered to me a stack of requests, and I am going to play them all for you right now. It's all this and more, and trivia, and Tina. Oh, all of it coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Sunday night. It is May. It is not May anymore. Turn that into this. All right, it is June 1st, 2008. My name is Brian Ibben. Welcome to another edition of Coverville, another edition of the All Request Show, where I play the stuff that you've asked me to play and nothing else. Tonight on the show, you're going to have covers of Radiohead, Knife, and the Commodores, just to name a few. We'll talk a little bit about the Coverville 500 concert. Tickets are selling like hotcakes over at coverville500.com. There's also a link on coverville.com if you want to use that to find it. We're in a bigger venue, but there's still going to be a limited number of tickets available, so make sure you jump on that right away, and we'll talk about that later on the show. Let's get to requests now. Lauren's sent me this one, and I love it. I was happy to get a hold of the performing artist, and she said, oh yeah, definitely be happy to have you play that on Coverville. And so I'm going to. It is by a group named Freeze Pop. It's a cover of the old Paul Lekakis 80s song called Boom Boom Boom, Let's Go Back to My Room. It's called the Seven Boom Medley. Here's Freeze Pop.
You keep coming to me. Feel your dynamite. The way you move, get in the groove. You're driving me crazy, crazy for you. Step in time, you move your feet. It's fine for us to boom, boom. You can come get close to me and feel the burning fire. Feel the time, you got the beat. It's fine for us to boom, boom. Get to see this funk in me and feel my strong desire.
Boom, boom, boom. Let's go back to my room so we could do it all night and you can make me feel right.
You know I like your bite. Get to love you, closer to you. You're driving me crazy, crazy for you.
Step in time, you move your feet. It's fine for us to boom, boom. You can come get close to me and feel the burning fire. Feel the time, you got the beat. It's fine for us to boom, boom. Get to see the funk in me and feel my strong desire.
Boom, boom, boom. Let's go back to my room.
Together in my room.
Hey, Brian. Love the show. My name's Tom. I'm from Tooele, Utah. I've been listening to your show since about episode 50. Love your lyrics undercover also. And just a few weeks, like 2 weeks back, you had the lyrics undercover for the song by Melanie, The Brand New Key. And my daughter found a cover of Brand New Key on this pretty cool site. It's called The 61. Spell it all out. It's kind of like Dig for Music. And it's a lot of independent artists and stuff. And it's this, it's the group is called the Dolly Rots. Love to hear them do a cover of Brand New Key. Thanks. Love what you're doing. Have a good day.
Love it. I love the updating of Melanie's Brand New Key there by the Dolly Rots. You'll find that on an album from last year called Because I'm Awesome. And that really is. I love a good female vocal over punk guitar, man. That just totally rocks. That's going out to Tom in Utah. Wanted to hear that one. We started off with a 7-boom medley by Freeze Pop going out to Lawrence. That song comes from a CD, got right here in my hot little hands, right here, see, called Popaganda Volume 1, The Speed of Sound. And I haven't listened to the whole thing yet, but just looking at the song titles, looks like there's a few other covers on here. Pale Shelter, the old Tears for Fears track. Possibly a cover of Frantic on here. Possibly a cover of Time After Time, although that's a pretty common song title. There's nothing more fun than when I get a new CD and I look over the list of songs and I imagine that a lot of these song titles are really covers of the originals, but no, it's a different version of Imagine or a different version of One. Coverville is brought to you by Audible again for this month. Thank you, Audible, for renewing. And thank you, Susan, for sending in today's recommendation. Let's see. This isn't so much a review as it's a recommendation about a great way to use Audible. I happen to love the work of Charles Dickens. I read some in school, as most do, but it wasn't until I was in my 20s and went back and tried again that I came to realize not only how brilliant an author he is, but how incredibly funny he is as well. I used to get odd looks when I laughed out loud commuting on the bus while reading Great Expectations or Bleak House. Now that I have the luxury of being in a job when I can listen to music or audiobooks while I work, I bought David Copperfield with my first credit after signing up courtesy of Coverville. Hey, thank you. I chose the unabridged version read by Frederick Davidson, a $48.95 download for free. Wow, cool. Frederick Davidson is a fantastic narrator. He has the voices down. Every character is distinct, and his female voices are, so to speak, spot on. His Mrs. McCobber is perfect. But what I really appreciate is that the book is read as it is meant to be read. That is, really quite funny and touching. The narrator really manages to convey the humor, whether dry or body, in his reading. Now people pass by and look in when I laugh out loud in my office. If I had the opportunity to listen to this recording of Dickens in high school, it would have completely enhanced my perception of the author and his work. I think that this could be just the thing for parents of students who are reading these classics in school and having difficulty or are just bored. Hearing it read in the way it was meant to be read could make all the difference. Well, Susan, thank you so much for your recommendation. That's cool. I never thought about getting the old classics on in Audible, but they absolutely have a ton of them. If you want to try out a free Audible download, try out a free an account, go to coverville.com. There's a banner up at the top. There's also a link in the show notes that will get you a free audio book download. Try it out, see what you think. You can also go to audiblepodcasts.com/coverville if you don't want to visit my website. Another easy way to get there. But check it out, audible.com. Get a free, an audiobook download every month. Subscribe to great audio magazines, things like that. Some awesome stuff on there. Audible.com, and use the link on Coverville to get that free audio download. Maybe you'll use it for a classic yourself. All right, let's get to a request that I won't fulfill.
Hey there, Brian. It's Brian calling from theynow.com. I understand that the venerable Prince did a cover of Creep at something called Coachella not too long ago, and I would love to be able to add that one to my collection if you can find a good recording of it. There's some YouTube video floating around, but I haven't checked every single one to see if it's worthy of extracting the audio. Your fans might be creeped out. They might be tired of that song, but I don't think I ever will be, and I don't care if it hurts, and you're just like an angel, and all that stuff. All right, thanks, bye.
Thanks, Brian. Yes, Prince did do a great rendition of Creep at Coachella, a music festival that I'd like to attend at some point. However, he is just going, his lawyers are going nuts, finding YouTube videos, finding any use of that song online, and nixing it, having the cease and desists are going out and stuff like that. So I'm not going to play that version. However, just recently I got a request for another version of Creep that I think is pretty damn good. And it's funny, I was looking back with the help of a guy who's doing some work on my database, and he pointed out that Creep is the song that I've played the most different versions of on Coverville. Very interesting bit of trivia for you there. But anyway, Scott emailed me and told me about a steampunk band in Seattle called Abney Park and their cover of Creep. I listened to it. I loved it. And in lieu of the Prince version, which I just won't play, here is the Abney Park version, which I must say is pretty damn good. Here's Creep by Abney Park. band that's got a couple of songs currently on Rock Band, Epic and We Care a Lot, and a very different version right there of Easy, which, if you have SingStar, also for PlayStation 3, a little karaoke game, you can actually sing Easy by Faith No More, a cover of the Commodores classic. You'll find that on their Best Of album called This Is It, The Best of Faith No More. That was a request by Emmett and Rob, who listened to Coverville in the morning at work, and so they wanted something easy like a Sunday morning. Before that, you heard Creep by Abney Park from their 2005 album Taxidermy. Okay, I'm going to go on the record here. I've played a lot of versions of Radiohead's Creep, but I am now putting that one, having listened to it in headphones for the first time, I'm putting that one right now at the top of the list. If you're listening to Coverville, if you're not listening to Coverville, this episode on headphones, make sure you save it, get it onto CD, put it in, you know, on an MP3 player, whatever, plug in headphones into your laptop and listen to that in headphones, because the atmosphere that is created by that song is just absolutely mind-blowing. I can see why Scott referred to him as a steampunk band, because you actually feel, you know, the rust and the chains and the paneling and the silver and the chrome and everything as you listen to that song. Very cool. Abney Park's Creep right there. All right, I'm going to tell you really quickly about the Coverville 500 concert. Tickets are on sale right now at Coverville 500. That's Coverville500.com. Head over there. You can pick up just tickets. You can pick up tickets packaged with merchandise, T-shirts, poker chips, and of course, each ticket comes with a poster. So if you just get a ticket, you'll still get something at the show that you can take over. All of the performers, I believe, are going to be signing autographs at the end of the performance, so you'll be able to get that poster signed by such performers as Jonathan Colton, who you hear every year up in the top two or three positions on the Coverville Countdown with his cover of Baby Got Back. You'll also hear Richard Cheese live, Lounge Against the Machine, in a very rare, almost exclusive Las Vegas appearance that's not at the Hard Rock Hotel. He has a contract with them now, and so this is going to be a rare opportunity to hear him perform outside of that venue. Chance and the Choir, who do a great cover of When Doves Cry and the Milkshake Song. Natalie Gelman, who is up-and-coming acoustic performer that has done some extensive touring on roller skates or rollerblades, and just sounds incredible. I have no idea what cover or covers she's going to be doing as part of the show, but I do know that she will be doing a cover. Or two, The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, which is a live performance. If you haven't seen The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, it is an amazingly fun performance where you can actually watch while an old-style radio comedy is being recorded. And the whole thing's hosted by a friend of mine, comedian, great guy, all-around guy, Dan Klass. I'm really, really excited, really lucky to have him be a part of this as well. Now, how much would you pay? Here's the Ronco statement right here. How much would you pay for all that entertainment? Would you pay $50, $40, $30 even? Well, I'm going to go a little bit lower than that. All of this you can go see in Las Vegas for $28. $28 a ticket. I had to raise it up a little bit from the original 20 because we had to change venues unexpectedly, and so it's a little bit more expensive. However, it's going to be at the I shouldn't say the venue yet because I haven't signed the contract yet, but we've got it on hold, so we won't lose it, but I won't say it just yet. Anyway, it's a high-profile venue in a casino hotel. And all this entertainment, 5 hours of music. Come on, try doing anything for five hours in Las Vegas that doesn't cost hundreds of dollars. It's going to be August 15th from 7 p.m. to midnight. If you are coming to the New Media Expo, of course, you can get your ticket before you fly out there. If you're going to be seeing this show, if you're going to be going to the Media Expo anyway, then hey, great, come to the concert. However, even if you're not a podcaster or in new media or coming out for the expo, you can still order these tickets. These aren't exclusive to New Media Expo attendees. Go to Coverville500.com and order your tickets today, and I will shut up and play some more music. All right, Matthias in the UK requested this. It's a cover that you've heard recently on the commercials for the Sony Bravia. Well, I guess it was last year that these were popular. It's a cover of Knife's Heartbeats, and it's performed here by Jose Gonzalez.
One night to be confused, one night to speed up truth. We had a promise paid for hands and then away. Both under influence, we had divine said to know what to say. Mind is a razor blade to call for hands of above. Start a simple touch, one night to push and scream, and then relief. 10 days of perfect tunes, the colors red and blue. We had a promise made, we were in love. To call for hands of above, to lean on.
Bye.
a dedication on Coverville here from Michael, who dedicated that song to Jen. Kiss Me by A Newfound Glory from their 2007 album From the Screen to Your Stereo Part 2, a collection of covers they did of songs from movie soundtracks. That's a cover of Sixpence None the Richer, their song Kiss Me. And I think that was used in the Romeo and Juliet remake, if I remember correctly. The was it Baz Luhrmann who did that Romeo and Juliet remake?
I think so, but yeah. I never saw it.
You never saw that?
I don't. I know.
No, you saw that.
No.
Leonardo DiCaprio as Romeo.
Oh, I think I might have seen parts and pieces. I never saw it completely through.
You know, for someone who loves Moulin Rouge as much as you do, I'm surprised you never saw that one.
I know.
Okay.
Who knows why?
That's all I'm going to get from you. I know. All right. Before that, you heard Heartbeats by Jose Gonzalez from his 2006 album Veneer, and that's going out to Matthias in the UK. Well, Tina, as you can hear, is in the house, in the hizzy, ready to do some Musically Challenged. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good. You having a good weekend?
I am.
It's almost over, I should say. Did
I
you?
Know.
Did you have a good weekend?
I did.
Yeah.
Did you?
I did, yes. Thanks. Anything you want to say before we jump into it?
Nope.
We're going to do a double style again. Two Musically Challenged bits to get through because I've got a big backlog of them and I want to get through them quick. Or not quick, but I just want to get through them. So let's get to the first one with it, which is from Thomas DJ. It is a Concert Hall of Babel. And take it away, Thomas.
Hi, Brian. Hi, Tina. This is Thomas EJ with another Musically Challenged That's Better in the Dark. I know you guys have been dreading this, but it's time for yet another visit to the old
Concert Hall of Babel.
This is where I take song lyrics, feed them into the lingual meat grinder that is Babelfish, retranslate them, and ask you to guess what they are. And once you're done decoding these musical meatloafs, you need to find the unifying theme. If you get this one right, you're definitely a couple that knows the scores.
Ooh.
So let's start with this
I think that was a hint.
Okay.
English singer, translate into Greek, then back into
Hold on,
American.
Hold on, I think you had a clue there.
If you get this one right, you're definitely a couple that knows the scores. So let's start with this enigmatic English singer, translate into Greek, then back into American. Number one. The time I like, it is the hurried hour. Lettuce, I like the hastiness that the impulse of persons. Him, I like all so much. A such mass of movement does not know where it goes. Got the...
Okay. Any idea?
No clue.
The beginning of that said, the time I like is the hurried hour or something like that. I'm going to guess that that's Peter Gabriel, I Have the Touch.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to write that down. I'm not going to write it down. I can remember that.
For some weird reason, Cyndi Lauper came to mind, but
well, he said
I'm not sure why.
Enigmatic British singer.
Oh. Where is she from?
I think Michigan.
Oh. Okay.
Is that right? New York? Somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
That one? Here's something from a legendary rock trio translated into Korean and back. Number two. In order her convenience, the teacher who is young to want her will be wrong. And it wants like this badly schoolgirl who inocular subject is ta. Honestly, it says is ta.
From- huh. Wow. Something about a schoolgirl.
Yeah. I got this one, too.
I was thinking Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
No, it's a good trio, though. That's,
yeah.
That's good. Something the... about a schoolgirl, he wants her so badly, knows what she wants to be.
I just can't think of another trio other than, like, the Wilson, Carney Wilson in that group. What I can't...
Wilson Phillips?
Yeah.
I'm thinking that that's the Police and Don't Stand So Close to Me.
Is that a trio?
Yeah.
Huh.
Sting, Andy Summers, and Stuart Copeland.
Okay. I guess I was thinking differently.
Yeah, that's all right.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go to a famous, angry, balding Englishman translated into Dutch and back. Number three. Now.
Every time he does that, I jump back. All right. Balding Englishman.
Number three. Now the cocaine holen, you do not say on thalid, now in university, in school, are, but I am sad, say that I go out, whereas to work, you go to the swimming pool. From here, we go to a famous museum.
Okay, so that's it for that one. I go to work, you go to the swimming pool. I mean, I'm thinking balding Englishman. For some reason, I'm thinking Phil Collins.
That's what I'm thinking, too.
Yeah, but I don't know.
I know. How what funny. Song?
Yeah, I got nothing.
No, me neither.
Okay. We'll keep going, then.
...musician known for the length of his songs as much as their value. Translating to Japanese and back. Number four. As for the agent's supervision being able to obtain the chisel in the rabies where they are, his that it makes responsibility of most watchdogs, which can it was controlled for sleeping that post which cuts off the fact that it settles.
I don't know, but I think the theme is British.
Or
English.
I'm not thinking that after this one because based on his description... talking about the length of these group songs, I'm thinking it's Grateful Dead.
Okay.
But, yeah, I don't know. Okay.
And finally, something from a very angst-ridden young man translated into Portuguese and back. Number five. The money of the god who does not look to the money of the god of the cure, not concerned... with the sick person amongst the pure money of the god, let us go to dance in the back parts that is of the money bruised of the god of does not stop choosing.
The money of the god. Seems like that, you know, that's key when you figure out how
money.
That translates.
Well, yeah.
The money of the god. Man, I've got nothing.
Maybe like the king's
angst-ridden,
money.
Angst-ridden young man.
Oh, there's so many to name.
Yes. All right. I got nothing on that one either.
I know.
Usually I try and get pull a couple of these out of here, but...
I don't know.
All right.
Weezer.
See,
angst...
Yeah, it might be.
Angst-ridden.
Yeah, sure. People keep pulling on his sweater. Keeps getting beat up, even though he looks like Buddy Holly. All right.
Okay.
Let's go and...
My lord, this game makes me feel like John Williams after all-night geritol bender. Have you got it? If
no.
not, take a few minutes to discuss your answers right about here. Okay, this one is probably the easiest one of these that I've done so far. The answer is that these songs were all done by musicians who went on to provide scores for the movies, to wit... The lyric, the time I like is the rush hour, because I like the rush. The pushing of the people, I like it all so much. Such a mass of motion, do not know where it goes, is from Peter Gabriel's I Have the Touch.
Which was used for? Before he says it?
Oh,
John Travolta movie?
I don't know.
I want to say, what was he? Was he an angel? I think he was an angel.
Oh.
No, he wasn't an angel. That was a different John Travolta movie.
Okay.
It was a phenomenon.
Okay.
Gabriel reworked many of his early songs into the musical score of Birdie.
Oh, Birdie's
the lyric, young teacher, the subject of schoolgirl fantasy, she wants him so badly, knows what she wants to be, is from Don't Stand So Close to Me by the Police. Stuart Copeland left the Police to write film scores for, among other movies, Rumblefish. The lyric... Now the cocaine dens say welcome. You're in college now, not in school. But I'm sorry to say that I'm going out to work while you're going to the swimming pool. Comes from Don't Wanna Be Like That by Joe Jackson, who provided the musical score for Francis Ford Coppola's Tucker, A Man in His Dreams. The lyric,
that,
the caretaker
we?
Was crucified for sleeping at his post. They're refusing to be pacified. It's him they blame the most. The watchdog's got rabies. The foreman's got fleas. Is from Industrial Disease by Dire Straits.
Oh, yeah.
Dire Straits frontman Mark Knopfler provided the soundtrack for the film Coming Home. Finally, the lyrics. God's money, not looking for the cure. God money's not concerned with the sick amongst the pure. God money, let's go dancing on the back of the bruised. God money's not the one to choose.
Oh, okay. God money's, that's, Trent Reznor, Nine Inch Nails.
Oh.
child is going to bust through the ceiling here.
No, it's
is
the dogs.
From Head Like a Hole by the Nine Inch Nails. Trent Reznor, who pretty much is Nine Inch Nails, provided the collage soundtrack to the overrated Oliver Stone flick Natural Born Killers. So how'd you do? No matter, you guys always rate the red carpet to me. Be sure to catch my partner, Derek Ferguson, and I as we talk about the movies in the Better in the Dark podcast at betterinthedark.podomatic.com. And whatever you do, go see that movie.
Thanks, Thomas.
See, that's a great podcast. You know, talking about movies and, so forth.
Definitely.
That was kind of hard.
That was kind of hard. And he said it was the easiest, one of the easiest ones he's done.
Thanks for saving it for us.
Exactly. All right, so we got one more here. This one comes to us from JR from Valencia, but he says that, so I don't need to say that.
Okay.
Hello, Brian, and hopefully Tina. It's JR from beautiful Valencia, California. I'm back with another edition of the song title Remains the Same. It's been a while, so the way it works is each question is comprised of two song clips that share the same song title, and you have to name that song title and the artist performing. Here's question one. Yeah. Can you feel it, baby? I get two.
Beach Boys.
Mm-hmm. Very good. What's the song?
Good Vibrations.
Very good. Look at you.
I know.
You've brushed up. Now you know what Pet Sounds is, too, now.
I didn't really pay attention. I mean, I just know this song really well.
No, I'm saying Pet Sounds. Like, a couple weeks ago, you didn't know what Pet Sounds was, and
right.
Now you do. Yeah.
Yes, I do.
So, Good Vibrations, Beach Boys. I don't know who the first one was.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Here's question two.
Okay. All right.
Huh. Okay, I did great on one.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is King Harvest with their 70s hit Dancing in the Moonlight.
Okay.
Who did the first one, though, the Dancing in the Moonlight? That was kind of the funky one. Dancing in the Moonlight. Oh, God. It's on the tip of my tongue. I remember loving that song, too.
Huh.
Ah, man, I'm going to kick myself.
Question three.
Crazy for Loving You?
Mm-hmm. Just crazy.
Crazy.
Yep.
And I Can See Her. Shoot.
We'll hit it.
Okay.
Wow, whose crazy was that? Was that sound like Hendrix guitar, but I know that was too modern for Hendrix. Wasn't Seal's crazy?
Ooh, maybe.
Wasn't Charles Barkley's crazy?
Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny Kravitz, yeah. I could see that being a Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, who was the gal? I forgot.
Patsy Cline.
Yes.
Yeah.
I could see her in her boots. Anyway.
I would have also accepted Ross Perot. Never mind.
Okay.
Song title one was Good Vibrations with Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Song title two was Dancing in the Moonlight with Thin Lizzy and King Harvest.
Dancing in the Moonlight.
Yes.
It's got me in its spotlight.
Yeah.
It's all right. Dancing in the Moonlight.
You know, George was really big with Thin Lizzy, and so I'd listen to Thin Lizzy albums all the time.
Oh, I've never heard of Thin Lizzy.
You have. You Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak. No. Mm. All right. I'll play some Thin Lizzy for you.
Okay.
Later.
On this long hot summer night, everybody dancing in the moonlight, everybody feeling warm and bright. Such a fine and natural sight. Everybody dancing in the moonlight.
And song title 3 was Crazy with Willie Nelson and Aerosmith.
I'm crazy.
Oh, that was the Willie Nelson version.
That's crazy funny. For feeling so lonely.
Oh.
How did we not get the Aerosmith version? Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. We couldn't get that.
Yeah. Because I remember the video.
And, of course, yes. An acceptable answer for that first Crazy song clip would be Patsy Cline.
I would hope so.
We would not accept Seal. For the second
Seal.
Hope you guys had fun. See you next time.
I said Seal too. But it's funny. I mean, that the Willie Nelson version and the Patsy Cline version begin exactly the same. I mean, the same.
Yeah.
The piano. You could overlay those and not be able to tell the difference. So, I'd say that it's good of him to allow both of those.
Yes.
Good job, JR. And you know what? If anyone out there can do this, maybe JR can do this, it'd be fun to do a mashup, one of those, where you have two songs with the same title as a mashup as opposed to one song and then the other song. That'd be kind of fun. Maybe
that
I'll
would
do one
be
of those.
Fun. Do it.
Okay. That is going to do it for tonight's edition of Coverville. Tina, thank you so much for joining us for Musically Challenged.
You're welcome.
X2. And... thank you to Thomas and JR for sending in their Musically Challenged. If you want to send in Musically Challenged or if you want to send in a request, email me. Coverville@gmail.com is the email address. 206-222-2683 or 206-222-COVER for your calls, your recorded calls. Or you can go to the website, coverville.com, and post a message on the weblog or in the forums there and put your request there as well. Make sure to check out Coverville500.com. Tickets are on sale right now for that great lineup, and should be an awesome, awesome show. We'll be back on Tuesday night with another theme edition of Coverville to be named later, because I haven't figured that one out yet. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.